Won't be too long, she'll be old enough to come up for you.
Yeah, I'll be glad when they can run the equipment. Okay, what is understanding? Now, I'm just talking about in general, not, we'll get to the two types of understanding here in a minute. But it understanding is a process, and it's how we apply wisdom and knowledge in our life, to every situation, to every circumstance. So that'd be one of the questions we would ask ourselves whenever we're going through something in our life. Do we apply understanding to it? Not always. Sometimes we just go about it and don't do anything. But it gives us the ability, understanding gives us the ability to learn new concepts. And as we learn new concepts, and that supports a greater action in our life, meaning we can do things a little more efficient. We can do things a little bit better in our life. Now, our understanding, meaning humanity's understanding, it varies a lot. So when you get into a situation or a circumstance in your life, what I mean by it varies a lot, it varies according to our behavior, for one thing. When something happens, how do we react to it? So it varies according to our behavior, and it varies according to, you know, the mind has a limited amount of knowledge. And because of this limited amount of knowledge, then our understanding varies a lot. So that's why we're always encouraged to be learning in our life. So God, despite this amazing mind that we have, the complexity of the human brain and the abilities that each one has, God has given unto us, we still lack completeness because we don't use much of it. And I'm not saying that to be derogatory, or we just don't use much of it. So when it comes to identifying things and putting things into perspective, we possess more than we use. So we need to learn to use more, or as much as we possess, so that we might have an accurate view of the things that are happening in our life. So when reality sets in, our reality isn't always based upon how accurate we see things in our life. So this accounts for like a small percentage of what we know and what we understand. The rest we just don't comprehend. And if we don't comprehend it, what do we usually do with it? We just push it aside and go on to something else. So we need to be, every day we need to be undergoing this gradual transformation to overcome what our worldly limitations are. So this would bring us to the two types of understanding, which would be worldly understanding, and then there is spiritual understanding. So before salvation, all we have is worldly understanding. And our worldly understanding, what does worldly understanding focus on mostly? Our social status, our financial stability, materialistic success. We're always wanting more and more and more security, self-achievement. And we can just go on and on and on about the things that worldly understanding focuses on. Now, spiritual understanding, on the other hand, it's much easier. So I don't know why we wouldn't accept it, but it focuses on the wisdom and the knowledge of the truth of God's word. It's just that simple. That's spiritual understanding. Now, the source of spiritual understanding begins with what? It begins with prayer. It begins with meditation. It begins when we begin to study, when we begin to listen, the leadership and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And this allows us as believers to recognize, and not just to recognize, but God wants us to search for the meaning of our salvation. So when we're saved, even though it's a one-time and done permanent thing, you're still going to live in it the rest of your life. So we need to understand it. We need to understand what it is God's will is all about in our life. So that means that through the leadership and guidance of the Holy Spirit, then we need to mature in our relationship with God. God wants us to have a more meaningful relationship with Him. And the greater our relationship with God is, the greater our inner peace will become. This comes from spiritual understanding. And it comes with the purpose that is needed to abide in Christ, to abide in our life in Christ. So in the book of John, we're going to go back to Proverbs in a minute. But in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5, here's what Christ said. Christ said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. And pay attention to this, he says, because without me, you can do nothing. So without Christ, without spiritual understanding, the things that we do in the world, he says, you can do nothing. So that means that anything that we do without Christ has no eternal significance. Okay? It might bear some kind of significance in the world, but it has no eternal significance. And that's what we're working on. So we must acknowledge, that every breath that we take, every ability that we have originated where? It originates with God, through Christ with God. So mankind, we came from the dust of the earth. Adam what? He said Adam came from the dust of the earth. So mankind might have came from the dust of the earth, but it was God who breathed, what did the Bible say? Breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So we begin to live once we are saved. So that means that the strengths and the abilities that we possess are provided unto us by the grace of God. This is where this all comes from in our life. So we respond to Christ. We responded to Christ through salvation. We continue to respond to Christ as our ultimate source of strength. That is where we get our strength from. So everything in life that we have through Christ, everything in life is a provision that has been given unto us based upon God's love for us. Okay? Some of them are provisions that we need. Some of them are provisions that we want. But everything is based upon God's love for us. And everything that God has given us, He has given us, and it is meant to be used to glorify Him. So let's go to Proverbs. And I told you last week, Lord willing, that we're going to continue with Proverbs 3. 5 and 6, and the four things that we're going to talk about is what? Trust, understanding, acknowledgement, and direction. We talked about trust last week. This week we're going to talk a little bit about what? Understanding. So in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Hopefully, by the time we get through these two verses, you'll memorize them. But lean not unto thine own understanding. So one of the things that God has called us to do through our salvation is we are called to surrender unto him. So what are we surrendering? Have you ever stopped and thought about what you surrendered unto God when you were saved? So you surrendered every need that you'll ever have. You surrendered that. Every challenge that'll ever come up against you. Every situation, every circumstance that might come up in our life, by faith, our faith in God, so that we might allow Him to control the outcome of all those things. So if you just think back over those few things, let's just think about yesterday or even this morning, how many of those things did you take upon yourself and didn't surrender them over to God so that He could have complete control of them, so that He might take care of all of those things in our life so that he might give us his divine direction. So we understand, or we should understand, that we our understanding is limited, okay? But when we talk about spiritual understanding is unlimited. So how many of you have a good... you should have a good source of unlimited spiritual understanding, but how many of us use that unlimited spiritual understanding in our life? So this would go back to where we was talking about the complexity of the brain. We use a small percentage of it. Everything else we just push aside. But so we need to learn to use that in our life. So this all comes when we start making active choices, but active choices through God. So that every aspect in our life or everything that we do, then it helps us. God uses that to help us to acknowledge the His ways, what He wants for us in our life. Even the things that we don't comprehend, because God never changes. Okay? God, we change all the time. God never changes. His standards never change. That means that every one of us, every person, must choose to live a life according to what God's never-changing promises and commandments are all about. This is how we're supposed to be living our life. So, do we need spiritual understanding? Sure, we need spiritual understanding, or we cannot live our life in Christ. So, where does it come from? Now, we're all just going to automatically say God, but how do we get it? There's a line of communication, and we have to follow after that line of communication. So in Colossians, let's go over there for just a minute. In the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 9, he says, "For this cause we also, since the day that we heard it, do not cease to pray for you." So this is talking about, this is when Paul wrote this, he was talking about how he prayed for the church to receive this spiritual understanding. He said, "And to desire that ye might be filled," okay, filled meaning with the Holy Spirit, "filled with the knowledge of His will," of God's will, "in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." So spiritual understanding, yes, it is a gift from God. It was instilled within us through the indwelling Holy Spirit, and it is a gift that guides us daily in our service to Him, and it's all about glorifying the one who gave us the gift. Do you understand that? So that means everything that we do is all about glorifying God. So that means when you go to work, when you come home, when you're cooking dinner, when you're at Walmart, when you're traveling down the road, everything that we do is to glorify God. So spiritual understanding, here's what most people think. God's going to give me spiritual understanding, so I'll be smarter. So when we have Bible study, I'll be smarter. So when I'm in church on Sunday morning, I'll be smarter. Or God's going to give me spiritual understanding so that everything that happens around me, or He'll enlighten me. He'll give me an answer for it. That's not spiritual understanding, okay? So let's just block that out of our mind, because that's not what it is. It's given. Here's why we obtain or gain spiritual understanding, so that He might reveal unto us the ultimate goal of living a life worthy of our salvation, or worthy of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we have spiritual understanding, so that we can serve Him to the greatest of our ability in God. So God wants us to what? He wants us to bear good fruit. That this good fruit has to come through His good workings in our life. If the fruit you're bearing isn't coming from your spiritual understanding or coming from God, then it's not good fruit. It's rotten fruit. And so He wants us to bear good fruit. So this all comes because of our faith. And it has to be a sincere faith. It has to be a faith that comes through obedience. It has to be a faith that is willing. It has to be a faith that we desire, that this is what we desire most in our life. This gives us or shows us our future hope, our future eternal hope that comes through the promises of God. In the book of Ephesians, let's go there for a minute. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, let's start with verse 17. Here's what he says. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, now listen to this, pay attention to this, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. So he says that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, he doesn't say might be enlightened, he said being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of whose calling? Not your own. His calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. So, as we look at this, what does this tell you in our life? One thing that it tells me is that as a believer, there's certain things that I need to pray for, but one of the things that I need to pray for is I need to pray to be awakened spiritually. Because if I'm not awake spiritually, I can't receive understanding from God. Because I'm not allowing the Holy Spirit to work in my life. So as the more awake in the Lord I become, then this allows the Holy Spirit to help me, because the Holy Spirit's always trying to provide for us, to help us, to do things in our life. So this allows the Holy Spirit to help me to grasp a hold of, to get a hold of what the meaning of the divine truths of God's Word is all about. This is where our spiritual understanding is going to come from. So that he wants us to find confidence. When you read your Bible, do you have confidence in what you're reading? Do you have confidence in that God will show you something through what you're reading? Or are you just reading to say, well, I read my Bible verse today, or I read my chapter today, or I did this today, or I did that today? So he wants us to have confidence in what we're reading, and he wants us to read it not only with confidence, but he wants us to experience it. And it's got to be an experience that is, let's say, that is unshakable, meaning that while you're reading or studying the Word of God, there's always going to be something that Satan's going to try to use to distract you. He's going to try to pull your mind away from it. And if he can pull your mind away from it, then that it's not going to be the experience that God wants us to have as we're studying the Bible. So he wants us to experience this reality of what our salvation is all about. That's why you're studying. That's why we're gaining this understanding. So he wants us to come to know the one who gave the greatest sacrifice for you. He wants us to come to know that person. And that is his son, Jesus Christ. And that's what we're reading. We're reading. A lot of people say, oh, we're just reading the Bible. We're studying the Bible. No, you're studying Christ, because God wants you to come to know him better. So everything that we have written to us, God gave us this so that we might come to know his son better. The one who gave everything in order that we might have an eternal life. God wants us to come to know that person better. So how well do we know the son? Do we every day, can we say that our level of understanding is growing? Are we coming to know the Son a lot better? So, because he wants us to see the hope in which he has called us. He has given us all this hope, and he wants us to understand that there is an inner working, and he wants us to understand that inner working. So we know that this spiritual understanding comes through the Word of God, but by the Holy Spirit, handed down from God Himself, so that we might learn to have a relationship or come to know the relationship that He would like us to have with His Son. So let's go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 9 and 10. And we'll jump back into Isaiah here because I'm going to tell you where this came from. Anytime it says, as it is written, it means what? It came from the Old Testament. So what does that tell you? I think it tells us He wants us to go back and look it up in the Old Testament as well. Do we ever do that? No, that's one of those things we don't comprehend and we just push aside. So He says, as it is written, and I'll tell you where it's written in Isaiah 64, chapter 64. We'll jump back there in just a second. As it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Okay? And He says, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. That's what we just talked about, our understanding, revealed unto us by the Spirit of God. For the Spirit does what? It searches all things for us, okay? The deep things of God. So, how deep have you gotten into your studies with God? A little bit. Not much. So this is where God wants us in our life. So let's jump back to Isaiah real quick. Isaiah chapter 64. So we see this has always been something, and it always will continue to be something. But Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4 says what? For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard. Okay, so now the wording's kind of changed a little bit. So Isaiah is kind of when he was talking to the remnant, trying to give them hope. He said, "Here's what happened. Since the beginning of the world, you wasn't listening to God." Okay, so we can relate to this. Men have not heard nor perceived. Meaning, no. If you didn't listen, you didn't understand. Okay? And he said, neither hath the eye seen. Now, when he talks about that, we're talking about the spiritual eye now. Neither hath the eye seen. So we're missing out. We're missing out on all of these things that God has in store for us. He said, O God, besides thee, what He hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. So he said, God knows. God wants to show you, but because you're not listening, because you're not gaining understanding, you're never going to get to see what it is God has in store for you. Now, we can look and say, well, we know we're going to go to heaven one of these days, but what about while we're living here upon this earth? What does God have in store for me upon this earth? What does God have in store for you upon this earth? He has a lot of great things in store for us, but without the fullness of God, without the understanding of God, we're not going to figure it out. We can only figure out God. Well, I listened to the preacher the other day on television, and he said, and you know, that just fit me to a T. I think that's what I'll do. How do you know that's what God wants you to do? So now we're becoming part of them that don't hear, that don't listen, that it's never entered, he said, has not entered into the heart of man. Meaning, when he says that, we're not listening to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's there. We're just not taking in what He's trying to tell us. So because of that, we're allowing worldly understanding, which has boundaries. Worldly understanding has limitations. And do you know why a lot of times people choose worldly understanding? Because it has boundaries and limitations. They can do this that they're expected to do. That's it. Oh, I don't have to do no more. We have a boy that we teach. You say, do this, 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 and this. And he'll do this, he'll do this, he'll do this. And all of those things in between, he didn't do. Because he has boundaries and limitations, and I didn't tell him to do it. So God wants us to take some initiative, okay? But worldliness gives us boundaries and limitations, which a lot of people are secure in those things. So that means that there are things out there, and there are things out there that if we do not allow the Holy Spirit to reveal them to us, then we can't imagine those things. So as we study the Word of God, and we allow the Holy Spirit to reveal unto us what the Word of God has to say, then He's going to help us to perceive those spiritual realities. He's going to help us to see those things that we feel are unimaginable. He's going to help us to feel those things that we think we can never grasp. Oh, have you ever watched anybody on TV and you see the Spirit of God moving and you say, oh, I just wish that would happen to me one time. Why would you say that? Because it can happen. But we have to see it. Eye hath not seen, ear hasn't heard, we haven't listened, neither has entered into the heart of man. So we're not, God wants us to see, to listen, to get it into our heart, the desire that He has for us, so that we might perceive those things that He has in store for us. Those things that we think are impossible come from the natural side, because nothing is impossible with God. So anytime that God is leading us in a direction and we think it's impossible, we need to get away from the worldly understanding and we need to start looking towards our spiritual understanding, because if God is giving it to us, then it is possible. He wouldn't give it to us if we didn't think it was. So all of these uncertainties that we face in our life, all of these hardships that come upon us, if we allow the Holy Spirit that indwells within us, if we allow Him to help us to see. Now, when I say allow Him to help us to see, we have to have that desire, that willing desire to study the Word of God. You know, we're all sitting around saying, oh, Lord, show it to me. And all the time He's saying, pick up your Bible and you're going to find, oh, that's too much. Just show it to me. Just give it to me. See, we have to have that willing desire to understand. We have to have that willing desire to understand that worldly understanding has limitations. Spiritual understanding has no limitations. And that dwells within us is wanting to show us the truths of the Word of God. But in order to learn the truths of the Word of God, you have to what? Study the Word of God. And we have to do this through prayer and through communication with God by the Holy Spirit. So this is going to transform us. This we're going now, the divine wisdom is going to start showing us reasoning and is going to start helping us to understand. So you see how important it is to understand. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, because your own understanding is limited. God's understanding is unlimited. So this helps us to see. So this helps our faith and our trust in God to grow. This helps us, it assists us in maturing spiritually in our life in Christ. And it still all comes back to the same thing, that everything that we do glorifies God. So can you think of one thing that you've done already this morning that didn't glorify God? Everybody's just sitting there looking at me. Sure we can. We're not going to say them out loud, but sure we can. So God wants us to get to the point in our life that everything that we do glorifies Him. Okay? So here, I want you to listen to this verse. This is the last one I'm going to read. But in Psalm. The 119th Psalm. If you've never studied the 119th Psalm, you need to study the 119th Psalm. But in Psalm, the 119th Psalm, and verse 18, it's a short verse. You ought to memorize this verse. Write it down, memorize it. But this is David, and here's what he said. This was part of his prayer to the Lord. Should be part of our prayer to the Lord. He says, open thou mine eyes. Okay, if you want spiritual understanding, you have to pray for an awakening. I told you that. David prayed by saying, open thou mine eyes. This was how he was going to get his awakening. So he said, that I might behold, meaning that I might gain understanding of the wondrous things out of thy law, or out of the word of God. So it is, all right, it is a necessity in our life. We need spiritual understanding that comes through the study of God's Word. So what does that tell you? We need more Sunday school lessons. We need more Bible studies. We need more of these things that we can all take part in so that we can gain this wisdom and knowledge to take to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, open mine eyes that I might behold these wondrous things that I am learning. Because we need to gain divine understanding, which only comes from God. Not worldly, divine understanding. And it is the truths of the Word of God. This instills, every time you learn something new, so I'll ask you this question, how great is your desire? Every time you learn something new, it should give you a desire to learn something else new. Okay? If your Bible study isn't going in that direction, you're doing it the wrong way. So it should give you the desire to learn something else, a deeper desire. And this, what this does, it helps us to see our limitations. We need to see where we are limited at in our understanding. Some things you might have a pretty good understanding of, some things you might not have a very. You know what usually happens is if we get a good understanding of something, we're stuck there. When somebody talks, that's what we're going to talk about. Because why? That's what we understand. So we need a new vocabulary, so to speak. We need to ask God to open our eyes, to acknowledge our limitations. These things that we're doing, they're hindering our relationship with Him. Just because you know one thing well doesn't mean you're growing in your relationship with God. Most of the time, it hinders our relationship with God because we're stuck on that one thing. We can't get nowhere else in our life. So it's hindering our relationship. So we need to ask God to open up our eyes. This is an act of surrender. This is how we surrender our life to Him. So this ensures us that in our hearts and in our minds, we are receptive now to His voice. How many, my wife says, I speak and you don't listen. God probably tells us the same thing, doesn't He? I'm speaking, you're not listening. Because we're not receptive to it. Why am I not receptive to it? The first big thing we're going to say is, oh, Lord, we just don't have time. We don't have time to sit down and study and to pray. So we're not receptive to listening. So how do we know? How do we know when we're gaining spiritual understanding? How do we know that this transformation is taking place in our life? Because now, okay, listen to this, because here's a lot of times how we see our obedience. Now we no longer see our obedience, which is the study of the promises and the commandments of God's Word. We no longer see it as a chore. How many of you, when you say, oh my goodness, it's Saturday night, tomorrow's Sunday school, I haven't studied my lesson yet. Who's with me? Don't raise your hand. Okay? Because through our obedience, we're seeing that as a chore. God doesn't want us there. He does. That's not where He wants us. He wants us to our study, our prayer time, our spiritual understanding. We know that we're getting there when we feel it as an experience. When we're actually experiencing the word that we're reading, we're starting to experience it in our life. And what do I mean when I say experience? You're now starting to put yourself in the Word of God. And God's now beginning to show you all of those. When David said, open thou mine eyes, we're going to experience that now. Lord, open me up to what you want to tell me through your words. He said, I want to behold the wonder wondrous things. So every time that I read a verse of scripture, if I'm not beholding the wondrous things that God has in store for me, I'm not getting the understanding that He wants me to get. So this is where we need to be in our life. We need to experience. It needs to be a spiritual experience. So this spiritual understanding allows us to discover more about what God's mercy and grace is all about. This is where our salvation comes from. What His wisdom and His knowledge is all about. What His love and His compassion is all about. See, are you experiencing all that when you study a verse in the Bible? No, we need to be. This is where God wants us in our life. All of this brings us inner peace. It brings us into that joy that God wants us to have in His Son, Jesus Christ. And we have it. Doesn't matter what you're going through in your life. Doesn't matter what challenges that might come up against you. We're still experiencing the joy of the Lord. So if something is getting us down as we're going through it in our life in Christ, it's because we're lacking spiritual understanding. We're not experiencing the wondrous things of the Word of God. So we have to ask, Lord, please open my eyes. Our spiritual understanding, listen to this, it shows us the true meaning of life. You can't have it without salvation. People think they know the meaning of life. People's always searching for the meaning of life. If you're not saved, you don't have it, you'll never get it. Because it's our spiritual understanding that shows it to us the meaning of life. And don't stop there. Don't go out and say, that preacher told me I get spiritual understanding. I'm going to know what life's all about. No, it shows us the meaning of life through, okay, or by, pay attention to that part, the divine truths of God's Word. So now you can go out and say, if I want spiritual understanding, I have to study more. Nobody wants to say that. But that's where we're at in God. If you want to trust in the Lord with all your heart, you have to have spiritual understanding. Without spiritual understanding, we will never trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Help us, Lord, to understand and experience the truth of your word. For we know that this understanding, Lord, will help our faith to grow, will help us to mature spiritually in our life, and Lord, will help us to trust you more. Help us, Lord, to search for that deeper relationship with you and with your Son. Help us, Lord, to come to know the truths of your word better in our life, Heavenly Father, so that we might always be found doing those things, Lord, that glorifies you, Heavenly Father. Lord, those things that are pleasing unto you. So as we go throughout our day, Lord, as we lift those up in prayer that were mentioned here this day, as we continue on doing those things that we pray are your will, help us not to forget to give you praise and honor and glory. And thank you, Lord, for the things that you have done, Lord, and the things that you'll continue to do in our life as we search for that spiritual understanding. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, for we have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Help us, Lord, not to forget to give you praise and honor and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen.
Amen.
Okay, remember, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so there will not be Bible study here this week, but Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will be over at Big Isaac. Bible school will be going on. We will be having Bible study over there, as well as many other activities and things that they have in store. So come out. We're going to have a good time in the Lord. And then the following week, we'll continue on with the next lesson in our purple book here.
I thought you wanted to pick up where we left off.
Well, we'll just go ahead to the next one, and then we'll, if need be, we'll come back and pick some. Because we haven't got through one yet that I know of. But we'll try to keep moving forward.
Chapter 2, lesson 2, then.
Did you decide, are we supposed to bring a snack or something?
They said you could bring, but it has to be pre-wrapped stuff.
Oh.
That, you know.
What are we going to do about the communion now? Are we going
to... I say keep it the same.
Well, I told everybody to pray about it. So we will be doing communion at